MTV Entertainment Studios. A disclaimer appears. An aerial view shows Denver. In a government building, a man stands in front of a map.
Citizens of Denver, we are in the middle of an environmental crisis. The winters are bringing less and less snow. And now we are facing a drought due to the effects of global man-bear pig.
A drought?
Man-bear pig?
No.
Man-bear pig?
All of Denver's water comes from streams up in the mountains. But now, man-bear pig has decimated these areas and wreaked havoc on the upper mountain streams. And so, effective immediately, we are declaring a drought and cutting back on all the city's water.
No! Oh,
you can't do that!
What about our homeowners association rules? Some of us are required to have nice green lawns. You expect us to have nice brown lawns?
I own 12 golf courses in the Denver metro area. You're not cutting down on my damn water!
Have you all forgotten about the pee-pee? I have at Denver's largest water park. All water parks are 50% pee and 50% water. You can't forget about the pee-pee.
Nobody wants to lose the water, but we're in a drought.
There simply isn't enough water coming to Denver from up in the mountains. And the water up there is being used for farms and agriculture.
What kind of agriculture?
At Tegrity Weed, sprinkler spray over the fields. Randy holds a hose and water gushes out.
How's it looking?
It still looks dry!
Okay, then I'm gonna open the reserve.
He pulls a lever. The ground shakes as water pours from a large pipe and flows through the weed fields. Yeah! Now Randy floats through the fields on an inner tube while smoking a joint. The view of Randy shrinks, becoming one of many clips over a black background. A title appears: South Park, The Streaming Wars, Paramount Plus Original. The clips twinkle, then begin to disappear as the view pushes in on one. Outside of South Park, snow covers the ground. A bird flies from a tree as the school bus drives by. Now the bus drives through town, passing City Hall. Stan and Kyle sit together on the bus. Cartman talks from the seat in front of them.
So then Clyde said that if a chick uses hairspray, you can actually light her head on fire.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I'm talking. You guys want to see? Kenny, do you have matches? Check this out, you guys.
Kenny hands Cartman matches. He stands and lights one.
Eric Cartman!
What? You're ruining it!
This is your stop.
He glances out the window.
Oh. Right. Excuse me.
He puts on his backpack, walks down the aisle, and gets off the bus. He looks up at the windows.
Hey guys. You want to come hang out at my house for a bit?
The boys glance at each other.
No, that's cool. It's not my fault that my mom lost her job and we had to move, you guys. It's really not so bad.
Yeah, maybe some other time.
My house is cool, you guys. Kenny, you want to come chill?
Boom.
The bus drives off.
It's still way better than your house, Kenny, because your family's poor. Your family's poor, Kenny.
Cartman walks to his hot dog-shaped house. A sign reads, sold.
Hi, honey. How was school?
Thank you, ma'am.
Cartman goes inside. His mom looks shocked. The bus stops in a rural area. Stan and Tolkien get off and walk down the road. A sign reads, Credigree Weed, 100% black owned.
You doing anything, Tolkien? You want to come over to my house, play a board game?
I should probably go home.
Well, okay, you want to play a game over at your house?
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I'm just not in the best mood, I guess.
Hey, are you still worried about Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But we all have to try to just be happy, you know? No matter what happens with Karen.
You're right. Okay, come on.
They head to Tolkien's.
Hey!
They turn around.
Stan, where do you think you're going?
I'm gonna go hang out at Tolkien's house for a bit, Karen.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, Karen.
You better knock that off. I don't want you playing with Tolkien.
Karen, just come back inside.
I've told you I don't want our son hanging out with those people.
And exactly what do you mean by those people?
I mean traitors.
who I hired to give my weed more street cred, and then go out and open their own weed business.
You're not the only weed grower in this valley.
But I was supposed to be the only black one.
Excuse me.
A man in a suit and fedora stands by a car.
You the owners of these farms?
I own Tegrity Weed, the original marijuana farm on this street.
Okay, and your name is?
His name is Karen Marsh.
You better get that fucking name out your fucking mouth!
Well, gentlemen, I'm the Water Commissioner, Colorado Division of Water Resources. I'm here to find out exactly what's going on with the city's water. Weed?
The city's water?
Well, you see, the water here is supposed to make its way to all the thirsty people down in Denver. And,
He lights a joint.
Well, there's a lot of thirsty people down there. Just want to see how much you farmers are actually using.
Okay, well, we can show
you. Well, you should check out his fucking farm! If you're gonna check out anyone's water, it should be his!
All right, maybe I'll do that.
He walks back to his car. Looking panicked, Randy runs to his house while Tolkien's dad looks angry. In the hot dog house, Cartman sits on the couch wearing a sad expression.
I live in a hot dog on a lonely old hill. People make fun of me, and that's not cool. I'm isolated from my friends against my will. My possessions are now condiments, and that is not cute. And I don't want to live like this, you don't know how I feel. I've got no room to grow, and it is just so not cute. Just once in my life, I'd like cool stuff to happen. Everything keeps changing, and I'm not adapting. I'm crying like a girl, and it's super not Carol, and I just want something cute to happen. I've lived through such pain. The world's been so cruel. Something's gotta happen. Something that's cool. I just want something cute to happen.
This is it right here.
Two cars pull up across the street. The golf course owner gets out.
Okay, right this way, Mr. Kostler. You are going to love this property. It's over 30 acres, and it's in a real up-and-coming area. I think you could build an amazing home here.
Yes. Yes, I believe I could.
Now, it's about an hour commute from where you are in Denver, but I think the potential here is fabulous.
Kostler spots a stream.
Oh, yes. It looks absolutely ideal.
Do you like to entertain? Because you could easily build a 10-bedroom house on this property. You could have a dedicated gym, even a full-size movie theater.
Full-size movie theater?
If you want, we can walk around the property. It's a bit muddy, but we
That won't be necessary. I'll take it. Full asking price. Cash.
Dada.
At Tegrity, Randy sits in his office.
Yes, come in.
Shelly enters.
Mom said you wanted to see me.
Yes, Shelly. Have a seat. Close the door, please.
She sits in an armchair.
I've been wanting to talk to you, Shelly. Can you tell me why everyone is calling me Karen?
She stares blankly at Randy.
Don't worry about it.
Well, everybody keeps calling me Karen, and I don't get it. Is it like a joke or something?
Karen is a pejorative term for a white person who acts overly entitled and demanding.
Okay, well, that's fucked up. Don't you think that's a little, like, sexist?
I didn't start it.
Well, who did?
The internet.
So now somebody is a Karen just because they want to be treated with some respect? I deserve to not have people walk all over me, okay? I have the right to call the cops when things happen.
That's fine, Karen.
Shelly, I deserve to not have... What the fuck is he doing here? Hey!
Randy hurries outside.
Excuse me, this is my property.
Your soil seems very hydrated. Must be getting lots of water.
What are you saying? That I use too much? I use the water that my crops need and nothing more.
Is that a slip and slide over there?
Water sprays on a slip and slide.
That is an agricultural slip and slide, yes. Apparently you know nothing about farming.
Look, if you have any excess of water, you might actually make some money. That's all I'm saying.
Make money? Wait, what?
You heard of water transfers? See, you have a lease to use some of the water from your stream here, but what you don't use, you could actually sell the rights to. I already talked to your neighbor about it.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, this farm is about integrity, not stupid water rights. And if you want to keep coming here and bugging me, then I would like to speak to your manager, because you are harassing me, and I am important!
Well, have a nice day, Karen.
It's Randy! I know what Karen means! I'm not stupid!
At Tolkien's, Stan and Tolkien play video games.
What the water commissioner said is true. We have water rights to use 10,000 gallons a month off our stream. If we could cut back our agricultural water use by 50% and show that our excess water is making it down to the Denver Reservoir, then we'd have the right to sell it.
You really think so?
I was a financial consultant before I was a weed farmer. There's potential here.
But how do we even prove the water from our farms makes it all the way to Denver?
Rain gutter regatta.
What?
We made those little boats in online COVID camp, remember?
Oh yeah, I bet we could float that down our stream.
Tolkien's dad looks thoughtful.
We demonstrate where the water goes, and meanwhile, we start selling off pieces of our water rights to subscribers that want it.
He turns to Tolkien and Stan.
Boys, can you build me a test boat?
Sure.
We're about to start our very own streaming service.
Tolkien and Stan share a look. In the garage, the boys eat popsicles, then glue the sticks together. Tolkien pulls a straw out of a cup. Stan chooses a blue sheet of paper. They use the paper as a sail, assembling a boat. They glue a small figurine to the boat. Outside, they place it in the stream and watch it float away. Tolkien's dad stands in the Denver government building.
The Crabby Weed Streaming Service. We are currently in beta testing to see if our stream makes it to Denver, but if it does, we are seeing if there are any interested subscribers.
The citizens raise their arms. Tolkien's dad smiles. The rain gutter boat floats downstream. Stan and Tolkien watch it from a bridge.
Put this pussy right in your face.
The boat continues through a tunnel. It glides down a small waterfall into the South Platte River. In a conference room, Tolkien's dad gives a presentation. A sign reads, Highlands Ranch Homeowners Association.
That Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Cartman walks out of his house and looks at the construction site across the street. Kustler talks to builders. The rain gutter boat floats into Lake George. A fisherman spots the boat. In his hot dog house, Cartman uses a protractor to draw a curved line on a sheet of paper. At the water park, Tolkien's dad shakes hands with Pee-Pee and shows him a Creditree Weed Streaming Service booklet. Tolkien and Stan watch the boat float through a gorge. They stand on a bridge as the boat moves along a swift river. Now, the boat falls through a dam. Randy drives a tractor. He looks across the street and spots Tolkien's dad giving his wife a new blue convertible. Randy looks angrily at the new sign outside their house. It reads, Creditree Weed and Streaming Service, 100% black owned. Now the rain gutter boat floats into the Denver Reservoir. Stan and Tolkien's family stand on the banks with a city official and citizens.
Yeah, we did it! Yeah!
As you can see, the water from Creditree Farms flows directly into Denver's water supply.
Well, in that case, I suppose all your subscribers get to have more water from the reservoir.
Oh, you all make a peepin' so happy. Now my water park can have a plenty of water to mix with all of the pee.
Of course, you will have to prove that the flow of water is constant. We'll need a little boat to come through the reservoir every day.
Every day? Boys, I'm gonna need you to make a lot more boats for my stream. How do you feel about 20 bucks a boat?
20 bucks a boat? Hell yeah! We're gonna be rich, dude!
At Cartman's house.
Mom, I need to talk to you. Come on, sit down.
Eric, if you're going to yell at me again about our home, I really don't have the strength.
No, Mom, I'm never gonna need to yell at you ever again. We're gonna get out of here, Mom.
What are you talking about?
I figured our way out of this hot dog. I don't know if you've seen, but there's a rich guy building a big house across the street. We can live in that house, Mom. We can have him take care of us.
Eric, how would we do that?
Because we are gonna get you.
He shows a drawing.
Fake tits.
What?
Breast implants, Mom. That's what rich guys like. You remember what Matt Damon said? Fortune favors the brave, Mom. When rich guys come up here and get one look at you with your big sweet tits, they're gonna give us everything.
Eric, that's enough, okay?
What do you mean it's enough? I figured it all out. Rich guys want a woman with nice titties, Mom. It's very...
Okay. Eric, I'm not comfortable talking about this.
Well, I'm not comfortable living in a fucking hot dog.
We live here because I gave in to you and quit my job. What do you want from me, Eric?
I want you to get breast implants, Mom. So that rich guys like you and we can go live in a sweet house. Please, Mom. I just want you to get fake tits.
Eric, even if I wanted to, the fact is we can't afford it. A surgery like that is very expensive.
Like how expensive?
At least $10,000.
$10,000?
Yes, Eric!
We can't afford it?
He crumples the paper.
We can't afford it.
Crying, he walks away. At the Park County Police Station, Detective Harris stands with a policeman.
Chief! Chief, there's a big problem.
What is it?
We've got a code red emergency call on 911. It's Karen.
Oh, not Karen again. Jesus Christ.
Yes, Karen, how can we help you this time? Okay, first of all, I know what it means when you call me Karen, so you can just knock it off. Secondly, my neighbor's kid is over here at my house.
There's a kid trespassing at your house?
No, my son invited him over for lunch, and my wife is making him hot dogs and tater tots, even though I said I don't want him here.
Well, then what harm is he doing, Karen?
His family farm is shady. Did you know that they're doing a streaming service? I demand that you investigate.
How do they manage to even show that their water goes through to Denver? Hello? Are you listening to me? I want to talk to your manager.
I've already told you, Karen, I don't have a manager.
He hangs up at Randy's house.
Thanks, Mrs. Marsh.
Can you believe that? The cops aren't even going to do anything.
Oh, well, at least you tried, Karen.
It just doesn't make sense. How is that traitor able to prove his water makes it down to Denver?
Well, maybe he got some creative people to put something on his stream.
Yeah, I'll bet you he did. He's got to be paying some expert or something. Oh, if I could find that guy, I'd pay him double.
Well, you know, at camp they had us build these little boats that...
They're kind of tough to make, but I think that we could make you something.
Randy stands wearing a pensive expression.
And then we could float the boats downstream from the farm with little integrity sails on them to show people where the water's coming from. Could you guys build me a test boat right away?
Oh, yeah, we could probably build you something, yeah.
I can't wait to see the look on that traitor's face when he sees that we're in the streaming business, too.
Kenny and Kyle stand at the bus stop.
Yes, ma'am. Have you seen the airline grande trying to suckle on ass with a gun? The gun she shot it and then cut out a goat.
Ariana Grande? That's hilarious.
The bus pulls up. Kyle and Kenny get on. Stan waves to them.
Kyle! Kenny, you guys, get over here! Sit down, you guys. We need to talk.
What's going on, dude?
Stan pulls out cash.
Check this out.
Where'd you get that?
Making stuff for streaming services.
Oh, shit, really?
We made these for my family's farm. Then we took another deal to make them for Stan's.
So then we went out and offered boats to like three other farms, and now they want stuff for their streams too. So you guys want to help us?
I don't get it.
You don't have to. We don't either. You just have to make boats.
But we want to keep it on the low because we don't want other kids copying us.
Are you guys going to have Cartman help?
No, he'll fuck it all up somehow.
Okay, I did.
Cartman gets on the bus with a glum expression. He tosses his backpack on a seat and sits by himself. Tolkien glances at his friends and puts his finger to his lips. Outside, Cussler stands in front of the construction site.
Faster! Work faster! We need to be up and running!
Excuse me. Mr. Cussler, is it?
Who are you?
I'm the water commissioner.
He lights a joint.
I just wanted to see what you're up to up here.
I'm not up to anything. Why?
Well, you know, there's a lot of streaming services starting up in this town, and word on the street is you might be trying to outdo them all.
They're all just small-time creeks. When it comes to the streaming wars, I intend to be the Amazon River.
Yeah, well, you see, there's regulations, Mr. Cussler. There's state rules when it comes to streaming, and, well, if you don't follow them, bad things can happen.
Is that right? Boys?
Two rough men stand beside Cussler.
I'm not some pissant little farmer, Commissioner. You want to threaten me, I'll threaten you right back.
I didn't mean to threaten you, sir. In fact, I think I can help you.
At South Park Elementary, the boys sit around a table building gutter boats. Stan quickly glues popsicle sticks together, while Kenny cuts slips of paper to make sails. Tolkien glues the sails to the popsicle sticks, and Stan secures the small figurines.
We've only got 20 minutes left, you guys. You've got to work fast.
I'm waiting on more popsicle sticks.
Come on, Butters, you have to speed up your station.
I'm sucking down popsicles as fast as I can, fellas.
Butters chomps on a popsicle. Cartman enters.
There you guys are.
The boys turn with looks of surprise.
How come you're in the home ec room during recess? Are those popsicle stick boats? Oh, yeah. We're just making some popsicle boats. We're gonna, you know, like, race them, you know. You're gonna race all those popsicle boats?
Yeah, just, you know, race them, see which one wins. Right, fellas?
Oh, well, that sounds like a fun activity. I was just gonna ask you guys, do you know any way to, like, raise money?
The boys glance at each other.
What do you mean?
We have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, I need to try and raise some money because my mom needs to have a surgery, and we can't afford it.
Their mouths open in shock.
Oh, dude.
How much does your mom need for her surgery? About $10,000. I'm sorry, you guys. Just go back to your boat races. I'll talk to you later.
Cartman, wait.
Cartman turns back.
You actually can help us.
Yeah. What do you mean? Look, dude, we're actually making money for a streaming service. Really?
Yeah, come on. You can help us and we'll cut you in on the profits.
Oh my God, what streaming service is it?
It's a bunch of different ones. Here, help me cut off these masks.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And Cartman, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Cap.
At the Denver Reservoir, the city official sits at a table in front of a microphone. Citizens gather on bleachers behind red rope. The city official checks a pocket watch. A boat with a green sail floats by.
It's a green boat. Anyone on the green boat streaming service can have their allotment of water for the day.
Oh, here comes the white boat!
Subscribers to Cush Country Farm streaming service have their allotments.
Excuse me. Peepy's been away all day for his water ticket. My water pocket need water.
You'll just have to be patient. There's a lot of different streaming services now.
Yes, there's too many streaming services. There's a streaming service for this and a streaming service for that. Peepy can't find his stuff. Why can't a Peepy just have a one streaming service, have everything? Peepy got a streaming service he like, and then a Peepy stuff not on it. Peepy's so confused.
At the grocery store, a cashier scans popsicles. Stan talks on a phone.
Yeah, we're getting more supplies now. You guys just keep building boats. We'll be there as fast as we can.
Outside.
Dude, I'm starting to think we took on too much.
It's okay.
It's not okay. We haven't even finished Karen's boats yet. I do not want to piss Karen off.
Tolkien, I've told you, don't worry about Karen. Everything's gonna be fine.
Cussler's convertible pulls up. The driver opens the door for Cussler. He looks at the boys.
Hello, boys. That's quite a haul you have there. My name is Mr. Cussler. I bought some property up here. I've been asking around, and I believe you're the ones responsible for these?
Maybe.
Fantastic little boats. I'm a big fan of your work. I have a nice stream going through my property, and I'd like you to make something for me.
Oh, we're pretty
loaded up, man.
Oh, I'm sure you are. That's why I'd like to make you an exclusive deal. I want 10,000 of your little boats, and I'll pay you
$15,000. $15,000?
But I'm gonna need them right away, say 3 days. I have big plans.
Dude, we can't make 10,000 boats in 3 days.
We'll do it.
At Kyle's house, the boys assemble boats. Cartman finishes a messy boat and sets it aside. Kyle glances at it.
Cartman, come on, that looks like shit.
Come on what, Kyle?
Look, I know we're making a lot of these, but we still have to make them look nice.
Does it really matter?
Yes, it matters. The streaming services are paying for nice boats. Ha, they don't give a fuck, Kyle. Well, they're gonna take everything they can get.
Everyone knows at the end of the day, there's only going to be like 3 streaming services, so then like everyone just wants to have their shit on their stream and get bought out, you know? And they don't give a fuck how good anything is. When the people who made all the deals, well, they don't give a fuck because they're all going to get fired anyway, you know? And everyone working at this streaming service is now working over at that streaming service. No one gives a shit about what fucking goes on in it. Butters, I think you've had too many popsicles. Yeah, I think maybe I've had one too many popsicles.
You guys, we did it!
What did we do?
We just got an offer for 10,000 boats. It's $15,000, you guys! That's almost $3,000 each!
We're millionaires! Woohoo!
Hey, aren't you guys forgetting something? Cartman's mom's surgery? Oh, right. Well, what do you say, guys? With this money, before we do anything, we pay for Cartman's mom's surgery! You definitely have my share, Eric.
No clue!
I really, really don't fucking deserve you guys.
Cool, let's get to work!
With smiles on their faces, they continue building boats. At Tolkien's house, Tolkien's dad stands in the kitchen, putting weed in jars. He turns on the faucet to wash his hands. The water sputters.
Just how bad could the water situation get for Park County farmers this summer? A new study says this year's snowpack has almost completely melted, and once again, Man Bear Pig is to blame. That's right, Tom. It appears Man Bear Pig has done a lot more damage this year than originally predicted. As the spring thaws continue, we simply aren't seeing that much water from way up on the mountain peaks. If Man Bear Pig is truly out there, then farmers might want to start looking at the state of that snowpack, Tom.
Tolkien's dad leaves his house and walks across the yard. He looks up at the mountains. Clouds hover around the snowy peak. Tolkien's dad gazes off thoughtfully. Wearing hiking gear and using a walking stick, he begins climbing the mountain. He stops and watches a stream run downhill. Continues hiking. More narrow streams course down the mountain. Tolkien's dad glances at them as he walks. Continues up a steep valley beyond the clouds. Patches of snow cover the ground. He approaches the top of the mountain. A sign reads, South Park Realtors, lot for sale. A sold marker sits on top. Tolkien's dad stops and looks at the sign, then continues forward. He reaches the peak and stops. He spots numerous South Park Realtors signs, all with sold markers on top. Tolkien's dad looks alarmed. A realtor lies in the snow nearby.
Over here! Here!
Tolkien's dad approaches.
What is all this? What happened? The housing market up here, it went crazy. We've just been selling properties without sleeping or eating. This property here was the last to get an offer. The seller counted, but we haven't heard back, and it's really a buyer's market.
Who's buying it all?
Some rich guy from the city. But we are currently taking backup offers if you'd like. Do you have a broker? We are really the best in town. My co-worker Janice sold over 100 listings in 72 hours.
Janice lies dead beneath the sign.
Look at this. They were right about Man Bear Pig. There's not nearly as much snow as last year.
There's a lot you can do with this property. It has explosive views and a southern exposure for those chilly winter nights.
You can't sell all the land up here. Can't you see they just want the water?
That's probably why they asked for the inspection contingency. We counted with an extra 20 days until close of escrow. We got them.
There's no snow up here. There won't be enough water for South Park.
You could have a walkout basement here with room for an outdoor kitchen.
The realtor touches his face.
Think of the entertaining potential. Do you like to entertain?
The realtor's head falls to the side and his hand drops. At Tegrity, the sun sits behind the mountains, creating a pink sky. Randy walks out of the farmhouse and stretches. He scratches his crotch. Now he stands on a path feeding the chickens. He turns the lights on in his greenhouse and looks at the plants. He unlocks the barn and birds fly out. In the barn, he opens a cabinet and takes out a gutter boat labeled Tegrity Farms. He walks to the stream and tosses the boat on the water, watching it float away. A boat with a red sail floats by. With a concerned expression, Randy stands and follows it. The flag reads, Kussler Industries.
Kussler Industries?
Dozens of Kussler boats float by. A close view shows the Kussler boats traveling up and down with a wave. Randy kneels on the bank and blows on the Tegrity boat. The fleet of Kussler boats travels behind it, each with a different figurine. As the Tegrity boat lifts onto a wave, a Kussler boat glides alongside it. The Tegrity boat tips to its side, capsizing. Its figurine falls into the water. The Kussler boats drift past the Tegrity boat.
A streaming service!
Cartman pulls his mom into a doctor's office. She wears a blindfold.
Happy surprise time to you. Something's happened. That's key.
What is this, Eric?
Just sit down right here. Your son has done something key. Are you ready, Mom?
Yes. What is it, sweetie?
He removes her blindfold. She looks around.
Wait a minute, Eric. What is this?
Okay. Hello, Mrs. Cartman. I'm Dr. Stevens. I understand you're interested in breast augmentation.
That's right, she is.
Well, there are a few options. We prefer the saline implants now. They can be put either under the chest muscle or on top. Did you have any idea what size breasts you wanted to achieve?
The largest size.
Eric, I've told you 100 times. I'm not getting a boob job.
I'm a bit confused here, Mrs. Cartman. Your procedure has already been completely paid for.
What?
Surprise! I raised all the money, Mom. It's done.
No, Eric. I said I don't want breast implants.
You said we couldn't afford it. I went out and I worked every day and I got you the money for new tits, Mom.
I'm fine with my body the way it is.
You are, but rich guys aren't. Am I right, Doctor?
Okay, Mrs. Cartman, if you'd like to just go back up to the front office, they can refund all the money.
No! No, Doctor, please! I live in a hot dog!
Because he made me quit my job, and I promised myself I wouldn't give in to him ever again.
Get fake tits or else I'll call the police, man!
Do what you want, Eric. I am done with this.
Fine, then I'll run away.
You'll just have to run away, then.
I'll go live with Grandma.
I'm sure Grandma would love that. I've given in to you too many times, Eric. It stops now.
You're not gonna give in, huh? We'll just see about that. Doctor, keep those tits on ice.
Cartman leaves the office. In Randy's house, Stan sits at the kitchen table writing on a piece of paper. Randy enters wearing an angry expression. He sets a Kussler boat down and sits.
What is that?
It's a little boat.
Stan, are you making stuff for other streaming services?
Stan stares at Randy.
Stanley, we had a deal. Are you making stuff for other streaming services, yes or no?
Yes. This guy paid us a shitload of money.
I paid you a shitload of money.
Yeah, we make them for whoever pays us. We make stuff for Credigree, too.
For Credigree? They're the enemy, Stan! You live here! You're exclusive to Tegrity Weed!
Everyone is fighting and trying to get rich, and we're just in the middle doing our thing.
Doing your thing? Wow. You're a fucking dick. How much money's enough, Stan? Cock-sucking cunt.
What is going on?
Oh, nothing. Your son and his friends just made exclusive deals for multiple streaming services.
Ugh.
Oh, but I guess that's just Karen being Karen again, huh? Yeah, screw whatever Karen thinks. Maybe it's bad for business, but fuck Karen!
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're going to march right over to where this guy lives and tell him that you can't possibly take on another streaming service without sacrificing the quality of your product.
Rats.
In the hot dog house, Cartman packs a duffel bag. He glances at his mom, who reads on the couch. He packs more items and zips the bag. He lifts the bag over his shoulder and walks past his mom.
Well, ma'am, I guess I'll be leaving now.
Oh, really? Where are you going?
I can't do this anymore, ma'am. If you won't listen to me, then I really don't have a choice.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, Eric. I hope you take good care of yourself.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just ask you one more time if you would please get fake tits. I know
I'm not getting breast implants, Eric.
Okay, that's fine.
So you're running away?
Oh, I'm not running away, Mom. No. That would be the easy way out. You remember when I told you how easy breast enhancement would be and you said, if it's so easy, why don't you do it? Well, I'm taking your advice, Mom. If you won't get fake breasts, then I will.
What?
I've already paid the clinic, and I'll just tell them that the implants were for me. You know, it's 2022, right? You know they do surgeries like this to kids now. Guess I'll just go and get fake tits, Mom.
Well, Eric, I guess that's just your choice.
Mom, I'm serious. It's 2022. They do these kinds of surgeries to kids now.
Yes, I know.
Okay, well, then I'm going to go to the doctor, and I'm going to go get breast implants.
Okay.
Okay, Mom, I'm going out the door.
Okay, sweetie, be safe.
I'm going to go get fake tits now.
If that's what you want, Eric.
It's not what I want. It's what you're making me do, Mom.
Okay, honey, well, I love you.
He heads to the door and turns back.
Okay, well, I'll see you.
Bye, honey.
Keeping his gaze on his mom, he takes a few more steps toward the door.
Gonna go get breast implants.
I'll come pick you up when you're done.
Cue.
He leaves the house. Looking nervous, he walks to the street and stops. His expression becomes angry. He turns and heads down the street. Randy pulls up at the construction site. He and Stan get out of the car. Stan holds the Cussler boat.
Come on.
They go to the door. A dark-haired man answers.
Yes? Hello, we'd like to speak with Mr. Cussler, please.
For what?
Well, I want to let him know that my son here made a streaming deal that he had no business making. Didn't you, Stan?
No, technically no.
Technically what?
I'm afraid Mr. Cussler can't see you.
Oh, really? Okay, well, you go and tell him that it's Karen Marsh, okay? And that I will talk to him right now.
He can't talk to you because he's dead.
What?
Mr. Cussler's body was found several hours ago. He was attacked by Man-Bear Pig.
In the backyard, officers put up police tape.
Everyone keep this area clear. I need casts of the footprints. Keep your radios down. We don't want the press showing up. What's going on here?
Ah, shit, it's Karen.
Aww.
Hey, look, my son was in business with this guy. You really think he was killed by Man-Bear Pig?
Take a look for yourself. Something tore him apart and shit in his face. Workers found him late this morning. The footprints are those of a pig, but the claw marks are those of a bear, and the excrement clearly that of a man.
Stan looks shocked.
Why would Man-Bear Pig single him out?
Apparently this Cussler guy was taking advantage of the water supply. Man-Bear Pig must have gotten some kind of vengeance for the rich guy's greed.
Randy turns away.
Oh, no.
Karen? What is it? Karen?
It's just that if Man-Bear Pig was getting vengeance on Cussler, would he also want to come after my son?
Stan regards the boat with a look of fear. A view shows Pee-Pee Splashtown. In the office, Pee-Pee sits at a window looking out at his water park with a smile.
Yes, come on in. It's open.
Tolkien's dad enters.
Hello, Pee-Pee. Do you have a minute?
Oh, my good friend from a credit green farm. So nice of you to visit. Mwah, mwah. Look, everything is going good for the Pee-Pee Water Park. Everyone having fun.
Yes, that's what I came to talk to you about. Pee-Pee, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel my streaming service.
What? Cancel a Pee-Pee?
The drought is worse than everyone thought. Man-Bear Pig did a lot of damage this year, and I don't have enough water for my crops.
Oh, that's too bad. It's too bad because now you fucked, huh?
I need my water rights back or else my farm won't survive.
Oh, you make a Pee-Pee cry. What do you expect, huh? It's a drought everywhere. Why do you think I buy your water? You can suck a Pee-Pee dick, huh?
Hey, you son of a bitch. You knew what you were doing the whole time. You think I'm just gonna sit here and take it? I'll call the water commissioner.
Oh, no. No, you don't have to call him. He's right here.
The commissioner enters from a side room.
Afternoon, pal. How's the drought treating you?
He lights a joint.
So the water commissioner was working for you the whole time. Well, I don't have a problem kicking both your asses.
Oh, I'd be a little more worried about the other guy.
Man Bear Pig enters wearing a gold chain and leather jacket.
Man Bear Pig, he's working for you too?
Everybody wants to get in the streaming business.
You're the one who bought all the properties on the mountaintop. You just have it all figured out, don't you?
Yeah, looks like the BB guys are all pretty figured out.
God damn it, I'm not gonna let you.
Man Bear Pig slams Tolkien's dad into a cabinet. He gets up. Man Bear Pig throws him into the wall and flips open a switchblade. He picks Tolkien's dad up by the neck.
I'm sorry, people can't hear you.
Man Bear Pig stabs Tolkien's dad in the stomach. He lifts Tolkien's dad over his head and tosses him through the window. Tolkien's dad lands on a water slide and slides down. He spins around a circular slide before going down an opening in the center. In an operating room, the surgeon approaches a nurse.
How is he?
I believe he's coming to, doctor.
Cartman lies in bed, hooked up to machines.
Hello, Eric. Just want to let you know everything went fine. We're going to let the anesthesia wear off a little more, and then we can let you go home.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you did it, Eric. I hope you're happier now. They all said you were very insistent, that you said you'd cancel them if they didn't put breast implants in one of us.
I have fake tits.
Cartman looks at his bandaged chest.
They said that tube is for draining blood while the swelling goes down. Your breasts are swollen now as a reaction to the implants.
Okay, well, now that you see how serious I was, what are you gonna do now?
I'm gonna go down and get some grocery shopping done.
Ma'am? I will go to school like this! You're gonna have to give in at some point! Ma'am?
Daytime. Students file into South Park Elementary. In the hallway...
Well, have you guys seen Butters or Cartman? What the hell is going on?
I don't know, but we have a lot of boats to make and recess is almost over.
You guys? You guys?
There you are. What's wrong, dude?
We need to stop making stuff for streaming services.
What are you talking about?
It's all getting really weird. The guy we made the deal with, he was killed.
Who?
I think we got greedy. I got greedy. We should have never gotten involved in the streaming wars. They've upset the balance of nature.
Hey, whoa, Stan. We weren't greedy, okay? We made the money for a good reason.
Yeah, dude. Don't forget, everything we did was for a good cause.
You guys! You guys, something is seriously wrong with my mom.
Cartman has huge breasts.
She's acting crazy. Are any of your parents acting weird at all?
Hey, fellas, are we making more boats for the... Whoa, hello! Jesus, what happened to you, Eric?
Okay, fine. I was hoping everyone would just be cool, but I guess we need to talk about the elephants in the room. This was not a choice. You guys... I live in a hot dog, okay? And all I want is to have a real home and a room that is mine to sleep in at night. Is something funny, Clyde? Yeah, it's real funny. If I were you guys, I'd be super pissed at my mom because you worked hard for this money.
All right, Cartman, stop fucking around. Obviously, those aren't real.
I didn't say they're real. They're not real. They're silicone implants surgically inserted under the chest muscle.
Nobody believes you actually got fake tits.
These are real fake tits. Kenny, feel him. Go on, feel him.
Kenny presses one of Cartman's large boobs. He squeezes with two hands.
That's a fucking real, dude.
What?
Thank you, Kenny. Now, if we can all get our minds off fucking boobs for a second, something's happened to my mom.
Mom? Mom, what's wrong? Mom, slow down. I can't understand you.
Tolkien talks on his phone.
What do you mean, Dad is missing?
See?
In Pee-Pee's office, the water commissioner sits in a chair, lighting a joint.
I want to congratulate you, Pee-Pee. It appears you have won the streaming wars.
And I want to thank you for your service. It's been a nice working with you.
You think it's over? You're going to need me more than ever.
Oh, but I have everything I need now. Water?
You silly little guy. You really think you own all the water now? You know who actually owns the water? The state of Colorado. Every drop that rains from the sky. Your little water rights won't mean anything when Arizona comes knocking, when Kansas wants all their water.
Oh, no. You make a peepee worry.
You're gonna need me for a long time, buddy.
You know who really owned the water? Nobody. Now the people of Denver, they think they have a plenty of water, so they're gonna go and use it all. And when all the water is gone, there's only one thing left for people to use. The one thing that a peepee have more than everybody.
The commissioner spits out his water.
No, 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 it's good. It's completely safe, just a little salty, huh?
You're planning on selling piss?
It's a destiny. All the fresh water go bye-bye. Everybody gonna have to wash their clothes in a pee. Brush their teeth in a pee, no? And who has the most pee in all of the land?
Only a psychopath would speed up climate change for his own profit.
Yeah, well, you see, Man Bear Pig, eventually, he gonna kill everybody. He just gonna kill you first.
Man Bear Pig lifts the commissioner, slams him on the ground, then throws him through the window. Pee-Pee pours himself a glass of pee water and swirls it around. Smiling, he takes a sip. Inside a house, a man screws a nozzle onto a hose. He waters his yard, creating a large puddle. At another house, a woman turns on a leaky hose and watches her sprinkler water her lawn. A view moves down a suburban street as neighbors water their lawns. A man waves a hose from side to side, covering his yard in water. Next door, another man waters his yard, then lifts the hose spraying water onto his house. In a bathroom, a man showers with multiple shower heads. Children run beneath sprinklers. At the Denver Reservoir, the water level drops. From top to bottom, a scale reads, gushing wet ass, wet dry. Outside a house, a couple washes their car with two hoses. In his office, Randy reads an article on his computer titled, Golf Course Owner Killed by Climate Change. He scrolls to the next article, which reads, Farmers Start Lucrative Streaming Service. His photo appears with the caption, Karen Marsh. He goes to another article titled, Water Commissioner Accused of Taking Bribes in 2012. At a dam, Man Bear Pig pulls down a wall and water surges downstream. Glimpses show people washing dishes. A view hovers over a neighborhood where sprinklers water every yard. Now, an aerial view shows Denver.
They keep trying to tell me.
Executive producers, Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Executive producer, Ann Garofino. Written and directed by Trey Parker. Executive producer, Frank C. Agnon, II. Producers, Eric Stowe, Bruce Howell, Adrian Beard. Producer, Vernon Chapman. Created by Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Audio description created by the Media Access Group at WGBH for Paramount Plus. A logo, MTV Entertainment Studios, a Viacom CBS company.